AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge has permanently blocked the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on his probe of President Trump's hoarding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The investigation resulted in criminal charges 3 years ago and appearing before a House panel last month.
Our investigation developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump engaged in criminal activity.
Smith said that was in both the classified documents case and the president's bid to overturn his 2020 election loss. Both prosecutions, though, were dropped after Trump's 2024 win. The president asked Judge Eileen Cannon, whom he appointed to the bench, to keep the documents report under wraps, and she has agreed, saying its release would present a manifest injustice to the president and his co-defendants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Millions of people in New York City and a large area in the Northeast are stuck at home after road travel bans and blizzard warnings as heavy snow and strong winds intensify, creating whiteout conditions. New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani says he's declared a state of emergency.
The state of emergency closes the streets, highways, and bridges of New York City for all traffic. Cars, trucks, scooters, and e-bikes, with some specific exemptions for essential and emergency movement. We are asking New Yorkers to avoid all non-essential travel.
The U.S. ordered non-essential diplomats and family members to leave Lebanon as tensions over Iran rise with the threat of a potentially imminent military strike. Hungary is blocking the European Union's latest sanctions plan against Russia and will hold up new aid for Ukraine. Democrats in the Senate are unveiling a bill to have the government refund about $175 billion in Trump-era tariff money after the Supreme Court ruled the tariffs are illegal. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Schutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street after President Donald Trump made his latest move to impose tariffs. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 680 points. That's about 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.8%. Trump said over the weekend he would put temporary tariffs of 15% on other countries. That came after the Supreme Court on Friday knocked down another method Trump was using to levy taxes on imports. Airline stocks fell after heavy snow and high winds canceled thousands of flights across the Northeast. United Airlines fell 4.4%. American Airlines lost almost 5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller says solid job gains in January could mean the central bank can skip a rate cut at its next meeting in March, a move that would likely spur further attacks by President Trump. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.